In the melanoma case, that's the most popular clinical trial category right now, are BRAF, MEK plus PD-1, PD-L1 antibodies. There's three phase III trials now ongoing. You could say, well, look, these are all active drugs. Why not put them together? I think the story is actually a bit more biologically and mechanistically based, that these approaches might actually really potentiate each other. We've been doing phase I/II trials of this sort for the past several years, and the results are obviously preliminary, but certainly look promising.
Yeah, I saw that when I was looking through your papers and was going to ask you about that. Again, it's different disease, different drugs, but I know they ran into major problems when they combined, EGFR TKIs with checkpoint inhibitors. Why did they see that? And I guess you're not seeing it.
Yeah, well, pneumonitis was the thing that came up there, and I think that may be, somewhat of a different situation in terms of combination tox. Now, I should remind you, though, that in melanoma, interestingly, with the very same PD-1 antibodies and the same dose, we see very little pneumonitis. I mean, and very rarely do we see clinically significant pneumonitis, and yet in lung cancer patients, clearly more. So is this a disease state thing? Is it a smoking history thing? When you have the exact same drugs producing a different toxicity profile like that, you wonder what accounts for it. But anyway.
Well, you also have different host immune system because you have old people versus younger people.
Precisely. So there's a number of factors to consider, but suffice to say, we don't see that problem when we try to, combine targeted immune therapies in melanoma. But, we're using BRAF and MEK inhibitors, and maybe, there the issues are just going to be fundamentally different. So we've had our eye on liver tox as being the main issue because both classes of therapies can cause transaminase elevations. And those were the things that really, kind of showed up in the early trials, if there was anything to really catch one's eye in terms of combination toxicity. But it hasn't been a showstopper. And like I said, multiple combination regimens are now moving into phase III.